Today is Are You Okay Day, a day which aims to start a conversation and shine a light on mental health and suicide prevention. Writer Mark Elder has used his experience as a Crisis Line volunteer and trainer as inspiration for his new book. The book, Get Yourself From Crisis to Coping, is a handbook of tools to help people cope with life. I asked Mark why he decided to write the book.
Basically, I was a lifeline counsellor for a few years, and I always seemed to be the guy that get cornered by my friends at 3 a.m. who were having emotional problems and asking me why can't they cope and what was wrong with them. So I started writing down a whole list of techniques that I'd used in the past to help me, stuff like cognitive behavioural therapy, mindfulness, meditation, and just exercise, and then putting them into a list. And then my wife said, I think this is a book.
It's broken into three sections, breathe, think, yep, and feel. Why did you decide to take this approach?
Because I realised that each element feeds into the other. So how we feel physically, like if you're tense, you feel it in your body. And we often tend to ignore our bodies as well. We sit at computers, we shallow breathe. The only muscle we're moving is our mouth hand. We're completely dislocated from our physicality. And then, but this is where we hold a lot of our tension.
Why did you decide to volunteer at a crisis line to begin with?
I was working in the corporate sector, and often you don't get people really speaking their truth and being authentic. I was just kind of led to it. The training was so good. Lifeline training is so fantastic. It actually gave me, it helped my career, it helped my relationship, and it was a kind of privilege to talk to people who were speaking honestly about their own emotions.
Today is Are You Okay Day. What role does a campaign like this play?
A campaign like this is fantastic because Australians are matey and they're friendly, but they're not especially intimate or comfortable with asking people about their inner emotional journeys or dialogues or what's happening for them. But it is so helpful to ask someone how they are without judging them. You don't have to solve anything. You don't have to offer any sort of solutions. But just going, are you okay? You know, I noticed that you're a little bit down. Did you want to talk about it? It's just a conversation, really.
From your experience as a Crisis Line volunteer and trainer, what advice would you give someone whose friend or loved one might tell them that they're not okay?
Well, basically, I would sit down with them and have a cup of tea. Like, you just keep it as a conversation, not as a counselling session. And all you've got to say is, well, tell me more. What's happening for you? Don't sit there waiting to jump in with your own stories about, oh, yes, I've heard about that, or I've got solutions. You just sit there and let them understand that you're hearing what they're saying, you're not judging them, and then, you know, if they really need help, just say, look, you know, I'm happy to go with you if you want to go and see a counsellor. But it's just letting them know that they're not alone. It's a huge thing.
What advice would you give someone who might find themselves in a crisis?
I would get them to sort of sit down and work out exactly what's happening for them, whether it is depression or whether it's anxiety. Take the time to get to know themselves. Work out if they really do need professional help. I think it's really important for people to remember that when you're in a crisis, this isn't the rest of your life. Everything is temporary. And if you can get through that crisis, things will get better.
Mark Elder speaking to me earlier about his new book, Get Yourself From Crisis to Coping. If this has raised any concerns for you, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.